This conflict is the product of a failure of leadership, a collective failure by those who had helped to deliver South Sudan its independence, not least among them the dominant political party that controls the government, the SPLM. The time has come for the broader international community to send the same clear message by authorizing targeted UN Security Council sanctions, a unified signal that this senseless war is unacceptable and that those responsible for its continuation will pay a price. Let me make clear that such measures will not target the state, but rather those individuals who continue to drive the country's downward spiral.